Good day. I'm Paige Estrotori, bringing you the Daily Financial Services News Wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. Kicking off this Thursday, March 7th, with superannuation news. Australia's super funds are humming with activity, reporting positive growth for the fourth consecutive month. A modest 1.8% increase in balanced fund options was recorded in February. The rise since the start of the financial year stands at 6.7%, all thanks to strategic diversification and adept steering through market complexities. Despite the challenges of inflation and interest rates, the performance remains steady. Don't rush to alter your strategies, though. Experts advise considering your risk tolerance and investment horizons, and for personalized advice, we suggest consulting a financial advisor. Switching gears, let's talk property. Australia's housing crisis sparks a debate over changes to negative gearing. The Green Party proposes a reform, cutting back on negative gearing and capital gains tax breaks. The goal? Fund a plan to build 360,000 affordable homes. Critics warn this might reduce housing stock, but the Greens argue it would lower housing costs for renters and first-time buyers. This disagreement showcases the complexities of the housing market and the challenges that come with policy changes. In insurance news, tensions building as Australian insurers struggle with evolving risks. PwC's Banana Skins Index flags rising anxiety due to new regulations, climate change, and cyber threats. Notably, the preparedness of Aussie insurers has slipped below the global average. The top concern? Cyber risks, closely followed by regulatory and climate-related challenges. Creating successful adaptation strategies to these threats will decide the industry's profitability and growth. Finally, a worrying assessment of the financial health of Australian women. A study by Freshwater Strategy reveals a serious concern. In the event of a disability that interrupts earning ability, 1 in 3 women could only rely on their savings for a month. This is 59% less than their male counterparts. It's a clear call for policymakers to re-examine disability insurance and for targeted financial planning to decrease this vulnerability. That's all today. Thank you for tuning into Financial Services Online. Learn more about insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management on our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrotori. See you next time.